Welcome to the Covenant Journey Podcast. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to deepen your faith, knowledge, and love of our Lord Jesus as we explore the timeless treasures of the Bible. Join us now as we explore God's Word.
On today's Covenant Journey Bible Podcast, we're going to be talking about the Word of God and what it means, particularly in reference to Jesus as the Word made flesh. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Covenant Journey. We're going to begin our study in John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him. Without Him was not anything made that has been made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. It goes on to talk about John giving witness to this light, to the Word, and in verse 14, chapter 1, it says, "The Word became flesh and lived among us. We saw His glory, such glory as of one and only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth." Now, we can easily read back through that and not think enough about what it really is saying. First of all, outside of the Hebrew mindset, the idea of the Word or the Logos, which is what Word is in the original Greek, the Logos, L-O-G-O-S, would be the transliteration. Some people might call it Logos, but it's Logos. Logos, Logos, it is the Word, and in Greek, that word has a dynamic effect, even a living effect. In other words, the Word, even to a Greek mind, is not something that just is static. It's alive and it's dynamic. In the Hebrew mind, it's also the same thing. But it is associated with God, and it's also associated with the words that we say. In the beginning, chapter 1 of the book of Genesis, we see that God, with a single word, created the universe. He created light. He created the stars in the heaven. He created the sun and the moon. He created Adam and Eve in His image, and He did it by just speaking. And out of these different things come life, come form, come beauty, come complex systems that He holds together. And it says here that in the beginning was the Word, because God is the Word. God's Word speaks and things happen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him. Without Him was not anything made that has been made. And that the Word became human. Now, I have seen different videos, and they're quite extraordinary and fascinating, about sound waves and how they have certain patterns. And if you do a search on the internet for sound wave pattern videos or sound wave videos, you're going to find some of these very interesting demonstrations. One of the demonstrations is a square plate. And on that square plate, a person sprinkles salt to cover that entire square plate. In the bottom left-hand corner, you'll see a number which represents the actual megahertz level. And so the operator is changing the sound wave from one level of megahertz to another level of megahertz. And when that sound begins to reverberate, the salt crystals that are just covering across that plate begin to vibrate, and they jump, and they move across the top of that plate until they form intricate, designed patterns that are just beautiful. And every time that sound wave is changed, the megahertz changes from one level to another, the salt changes its pattern. Each one of those specific levels of megahertz has a specific pattern that is visible when it realigns and remakes the image of these salt crystals. It's absolutely phenomenal, and it is amazing. I encourage you to take some time to do some search and find this. The first one that I ever saw like this was something that came across my attention, and it was someone who had a round table. It was a large table, did the same thing, spread salt across the top of the table, and had in his hand not some electronic sound magnification system, but had a stick, and on the end of the stick was like a rubber ball. And he had different sizes of those kinds of objects. And he would then scrape on the edge of the round table back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It would create a sound that we would be able to measure in megahertz. And that sound would reorganize that large table again with these beautiful patterns. And then he would put down that one object and he would get another one that had a different ending, and he would scrape that and it would create a different sound, and the salt crystals would vibrate and they would all then realign in a different symmetrical, beautiful pattern. It's phenomenal to see that God has created these sound waves to ultimately create a specific image, a specific pattern, and each one of these sound waves has a different pattern. And you can visibly see it when you do this experiment with salt. The point of this is, that means that when this sound, or if you will, this word, because words are what? They're sound. When this sound is emanated, it does not come back void. It doesn't just fall into the air and have no effect. What it does is it recreates those, in this case, salt crystals. In God's scenario, it is the molecules, the atoms, the neurons, all of these things that are created already. He creates them, says the word, and they come to be. And he can speak in whatever language, whatever level, any word that he says, it happens. For example, let's look at Colossians chapter 1. Verse 15, he, speaking of Jesus, is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. All things are held together by Jesus. All things are created by him and for him, and everything is held together by our Lord. The same thing is also mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1 and verse 3. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. The word of Jesus, who is the heir of all things, who created the world, who radiates the very essence of God, who is the exact imprint of his nature, he upholds the universe by his word. Remember Jesus when he's in the boat and he's tired from the day's activities. He's sleeping in the boat, and a storm comes up. The disciples are in the boat, and the storm is swamping the boat, and they're very afraid, and they desperately, frustratingly go to Jesus and say, "Do you have no care for us that we're about to die?" They wake him up. How can he be sleeping while this storm is going on and they're about to be swamped by the waves? They wake him up, and Jesus looks at them. He looks at the sea and the wind and the waves, and he tells the wind and the waves, silence, be silent. And what happens? The wind and the waves, with a word, they calm down and they're silent. One word. That word goes out and it has a creative effect. So in Genesis, God spoke light and there was light. He spoke the planets into existence, the fish, all of the creation, and they happened. It may be incomprehensible for us. You might think, well, God had to spend millions of years to do that. Well, take a look at what happens when sound actually interacts with the salt crystals. It doesn't take long. What happens is instantly out of this chaos, out of this table that is spread completely with no design at all, a beautiful pattern and a design emerges because of that particular sound wave. You change the sound wave, and then it reorganizes into something different. We see in the Old Testament and in other places in the New Testament that the Word of God will not go out void, but it will not just simply leave the mouth of God and just simply go into Never Never Land. It does not go out and come back void. It has a creative purpose. The Word of God will accomplish that to which God spoke it to be. And in John chapter 1, let's go back and reread this one more time. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. Without him was not anything made that has been made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The Word became flesh and lived or dwelt among us. We saw his glory, such as the glory as the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. It is incredible when you think about Jesus with a word created everything. With a word, he holds the universe in order. With a word creates human life. With a word can heal. With a word can rearrange anything, can calm the storm, the wind, and the sea. Remember, the disciples said, what kind of person is this that he even has authority over the wind and the waves? Remember the first miracle in Cana recorded in the Gospel of John, that Jesus spoke to the elements of water and changed them into wine. It's incredible that Jesus, the Creator, the Son of God, also is mentioned in Philippians chapter 2. Verse 5, have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. Jesus incarnated himself into our existence, into our human flesh. And he became one of us, fully human, fully divine, the creator of all, through whom everything is held together. And then he went to the cross to take our place, that we can't even imagine, that eternal separation caused by sin. And yet he took it upon himself, went into the grave, rose again, and he is the life. He is the living water. Because he lives, we shall also have eternal life and live as well. So I encourage you to press in, think about our Lord. It's such a magnificent contemplation that such a powerful God, through whom, by whom, with whom nothing is impossible, by whom, through whom everything was created and is held together, would love us so much that he incarnated himself into our existence to pay our penalty and offers it to each of us free of charge for us, but a heavy cost for him, and ask us to follow him and to be his disciples and to be his ambassadors to the world. May God bless you. Continue pressing into the Lord and reading his word. For more information, visit covenantjourney.org.
You've been listening to the Covenant Journey podcast. We hope that we have informed, inspired, and encouraged you to deepen your faith, knowledge, and love for our Lord Jesus as we've explored the Word of God. Visit covenantjourney.org, where you can obtain additional notes and information to enhance your study of the Scriptures. The website again is covenantjourney.org. You can also email us at cj@covenantjourney.org. Share this podcast with your friends. Visit covenantjourney.org.